Do you like violence? Nine-inch nails through one of your eyelids?
That's close. That's close.
Did I get it? I mean, remember that. I remember it. TRL days.
Now than you were before.
TRL.
Some boys don't know about TRL. Hey, he went all the way back.
I remember. Carson Daly.
Total Request Live, man. To talk about how old we are. Jesus, bro.
Yeah. I remember those days. Like, that's when you just turn on the thing and you heard that song. Hey, kids. Cool, like, you know, like Island?
TRL. Huh? You had the box. You had all that stuff.
You don't know about the box, man. Don't know about the box.
The box was good. You had the little number scrolling across the bottom.
You don't know about the box, man.
It was the jukebox at first.
Yeah, then they switched it to the box.
Yeah. Call in.
Sitting there watching for Bone Thugs.
Video jukebox.
Number and punch it in. Call it in.
Call in. 99 cents. You get your favorite video played. I remember when I was a kid, man, and they had that video jukebox. Boy, they played.
What song is that? That's Mobb Deep.
Thuggish Ruggish Bone, I think it was. That shit came on all day long.
That was probably me ordering it all day long, too.
Yeah, that was you.
I probably sat there and ordered it 100 times over.
Dad, you probably was like, Dad, you got another dollar?
Yeah, bro, I used to call that shit left and right, man.
You got another dollar? I want to hear Crazy and Wish and Flesh and those guys.
Crazy, Lazy, Busy, Wish and Flesh.
My favorite group. Oh, my gosh.
It's the only group that matters, bro. I got a gnat or something landed in my damn water. And I can't
apparently they had a list on Twitter last week, and they said the number one hip-hop group ever was Migos.
Well, that's because, like you said, with the kick returner, these young kids are doing this stuff and they don't know anything.
Yeah, they was the number one group. Outkast was number two. I was like, I wanted to throw something at the TV, at the Twitter.
I'll take Outkast. I'll take Bone. I'll take Wu-Tang. I'll take Mobb Deep. I will not take Migos. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't get it. They said, oh, no one ever had a run like them. I was like, what run?
Like, yeah, like Migos. Huh?
Ooh. Migos was they made Migos make, the
they
number
didn't even
one
put anything together, bro.
The number one group of all time. Outkast was number two.
Migos is the number one group of all
time. Yeah, they said no one had a run like they did.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know they run. I didn't know they run. How was it, how they say it? I'm not familiar with your game.
Yeah, that's a negative, bro.
I'm from Outtown.
I'm from Junetown. Yeah.
So listen,
what
is it?
Episode 50? 50?
The big 50.
The big 50? Mike Singletary?
50.
Mike Singletary?
Can't win with them.
The big 50? Mike Singletary was a beast.
Yeah, I got to move this water.
He was a way better player than Coach. But
that
boy was relentless.
I don't know.
Because that old school mentality don't transfer to these new school players that want to not practice and play on Instagram all day.
Can't coach them.
Can't win with them. Can't win with them.
Oh, gosh.
That has to be like top five. Because Jim Moore is top one. And then Jim Moore ain't top nothing.
The we are who we thought they were, I think, is the best. No, Jim Moore is right there, bro.
For who? Not for me.
Just coaches saying the weirdest things, bro.
Jim Moore got to be one.
We are who they thought they were. That was great.
He cemented that his career that year with that one.
His son was a good coach.
Because he said that and he got fired.
There's a commercial this year too, wasn't there? Where like he came back and he said that. Like,
he thought it was funny. It wasn't funny.
I could see for a fan. I mean, listen, you're at that. I've always. What do they give? They give players and coaches 10 minutes after a game before you start interviewing. To me, that's not enough time, especially if you get screwed or you lose. You need a minimum 30 minutes before you go in there and just vent.
Listen,
all your
man. It was not funny.
It was funny for us.
Nah, it wasn't funny. Playoffs? Yeah, yeah, it wasn't funny.
If I can laugh and feel good about the Mike Singletary, you could feel good about the Mora.
Nah, man. It was not funny at all. I ain't like it. Not one bit.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off.
That was a great one.
But we got Tony the next year, and
Tony the Tiger.
Tony held that Lombardi like he promised, so I ain't even mad.
That was right after that. So far away that was, or right? How far back that was? Jim Mora did what? Tony Dungy.
Yeah, they fired Tony. They fired Jim Mora and brought in Tony Dungy.
Tony got two, right? Or
got two one. What?
He got two. He got two Super Bowls, or the year, or his nah. team, or his
he
team.
Nah, he got he one. Lost and he got right. one the year he so left. The year he left, Gruden went with the same team okay. and won.
All right, got you. All right, that's what I thought. I thought it was one or the other. I thought either he won two or. Jim Gruden won with his team.
What?
Excuse me?
What's he doing?
What?
Whoever.
How's it me? Whoever's I ain't spent nothing in a fucking hour.
Whoever's robot started talking.
No,
I don't have nothing.
My boy's sipping on his Sonic drink like, what?
No.
Exactly, dude. We hitting a button and be like, oh, shit.
That's
what was that?
I got nobody at the house.
That's my wife broadcasting stuff in the house.
Oh, pardon me.
Do you have a bullhorn? Or you guys got like speakers in every room? Like you press that button and it goes through all the walls?
Yeah, it's got speakers in every room and she just broadcasts it.
That guy's rich, man. That guy
That's interesting. Man.
That's rich people shit for sure. Yeah. I just scream as loud as I can.
Yeah, and the third box below.
My house isn't big enough for that not to work anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
I just screamed like Martin. Somebody get the phone.
Apparently, my my dog drank the weasel on the floor, and someone stepped in it.
That's not a dog.
Anymore. You gotta say that in English.
He tinkled on the floor.
Okay. All right, drank the weasel.
Yeah, he drained the weasel.
Oh, drained.
Gotta drain the weasel, drank. Man.
I heard drank the weasel as if like. Oh. All right, that makes more sense.
Draining no Diddy. It.
All right,
no Diddy.
No doubt.
No Diddy.
No
Diddy. Hey, buddy, you want to come in here? Are you safe?
No.
Is safe Diddy harbor? Gonna get Epstein?
Hmm?
Is Whoa. Diddy gonna get Epstein?
I don't know what that boy. I saw that.
Diddy at Top Golf. He riding his bike.
Yeah, I see that boy riding his bike the other day with what's the other one? His own boy,
Stevie J. That's his clone.
Riding his bike around like he ain't got a care in the world.
Yeah, that boy was at Top Golf.
His clone that has them eyes real close together. You seen that?
I heard when they raided his house, I put my conspiracy hat on. They didn't raid his house to take anything. They raided his house to hide shit. Like he had dirt on people like Epstein did. So they went there and cleaned files so nobody would find it when they actually raided it for real.
I like
it. Oh, really?
That's the word on the street, bro. And the word on the street is almost never wrong.
Oh, exactly. Hold on. Let me see if he want to come in here, because he's in trouble.
How's he in trouble? What do you
let doing? Let him get beat, man.
He can't tinkle in the house.
Oh, well,
you don't got a pee pad like some of them douchebags out there?
No, he's way too old for a pee pad. But
bro, I go to people's. They have pee pads all the time. I walk in there. I'm like, yo, don't you clean this shit up? Legitimately clean the shit up and the pee left from your pee pad, just roll it up and throw it outside. Yeah.
I don't understand leaving it there. Like there it's supposed to be there, and then if they use it, you throw it away. You don't leave it there. Like
they let that shit ride. Yeah, it's like I feel like I'm wasting it if I only pee on it once. Let me load it up four or five times.
Bro, that's not how this works.
There's no absorbing like cat litter that takes away the smell. It just hangs out there.
What's that?
Pee pads.
Oh, pee pads. Nah, I don't do the pee pad. He too old for pee pads anyway. Dude, he had his birthday yesterday. He had a party.
He's old enough for pee pads because he just peed on your floor.
No. What happened is these kids, man, they don't take them out.
Can't hold it no more.
Yeah, he can't hold it. So if he go in the house, that means that he couldn't hold it no more.
Yeah, that means him holding for a very long time.
That's
what kind of dog is it?
It's a golden doodle. Golden doodle.
I was going to say, don't tell me you got some doodle shit.
Hey, come here. They want to see you.
No.
What's his name?
His name is Trip. Say what's up, buddy.
Trip.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a bow tie?
Yeah. No. He went and got a bath, and they gave him this for St. Patrick's Day.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah. He got it when he got a bath.
Oh, I got you.
And he got a haircut. Man. You see, he got a haircut.
Do you take him to the groomers, or you get a mobile one to come outside your house?
No. That's too expensive. He got to go.
He got to actually go. He
used all his money on the wire in the house for those speakers.
That's true.
Oh, gosh. Well, but yeah, they shaved him, and he got no hair right now. You know why?
Why?
Because the same kids that don't take him out to pee don't comb his hair.
But those are probably the same kids that wanted the dog in the first place.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can't do dogs with long hair, bro.
He gets hair. He don't have fur, so he don't have fur. He got real hair, so his hair was starting to lock up like dreads.
Doodles are hyperallergenic, so I think that's probably what I need.
Yeah. So he don't have fur. He don't have fur. He has hair.
You have what?
You don't have hair.
He don't have fur. He has hair. You know what I'm saying?
He need to get a job. Shed, does he?
Nah, he don't shed.
I had American Bulldog, short hair, great. He shed left and right. The hair, it just kept falling out. But the long hair dogs, they don't shed. They lock the hair in, and you got to brush them, but they don't shed.
Yeah.
Every time they scratch, there was little. You ever step on a hair? They call them a hair splinter.
That's good.
No, I've never done this.
I've had one.
It's like a splinter, like a piece of fiber. But it's a thin piece of hair, and it just goes in your toe, and it hurts like a mother.
It's just like
none. Never seen it before. Never done it.
That's because you buy
knock a on plastic.
Amy's brother was getting a haircut a few months ago, was trimming his beard, and ended up stepping on a beard hair and got caught in his foot. Wasn't a big deal. They pulled it out. You know, X, Y, and Z.
Who pulled it out?
He did like tweezers and pulled it out. But it was.
I thought you meant he went somewhere to pull it out.
No, he pulled it out, started getting at it, and you know, it was a little pain in the ass to get to it. But a few days later, he went to the gym a couple times. He ended up getting his foot, like his toe was triple amputated? Size. No, they had to cut like a piece of it out to pull. Like it was bad. It came.
What he got, MRSA?
Because a piece of hair?
Just a piece of hair, bro. Like, and the nurse was like, "I've never heard of a splinter like that." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I used to step on splinters like that with dog hair all the time."
Hold up, you got MRSA?
It was a freak thing. No, it wasn't MRSA. Whatever, it was just some weird infection, you know.
So you get MRSA when you go to the gym.
Yeah, but it was antibiotics and it was gone. But because he didn't think about worrying about it, it's a little hair in your foot, big deal. But ended up getting a little crazy.
Well, you should have worried about it.
Nowadays, bro, you get a hair in your foot and your toes are gonna fall off.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
That's Biden's fault.
I learned something today.
I concur.
Everything's his fault.
Or destiny, whatever.
Concur.
Everything's his fault. I'm poor right now because of him. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we're poor because we're in South Florida.
Yeah, but it's because of him too.
Yes,
100%. It coincided with the inflation boom.
Trust me, bro. It's because of him.
It coincided. Trust me.
My Sonic was $25, bro.
What?
You got it delivered though?
No, I went and got it. I got Sonic. And
$25?
$25. What the hell did you order?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a different story, yeah.
Exactly.
It wasn't a burger in town.
No, but I shouldn't have to order a little meal. I mean, we used to order a lot of food back in the day.
Sound like you got three combos.
I got two of the, it was the under $4 stuff. I got two burgers, the little chicken.
Under $4?
I was about to say, there's no way, that don't sound like it's under $4.
And a drink and a little ice cream, and it was $25.
Man, I haven't been to Sonic in forever, man. But I like them little Frosty Jones with like you could put like the nerds in it.
Yeah,
you can put whatever you want in.
Chocolate, Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that you put the nerds. It'd be hitting. I ain't
the only
Sonic
one I know down
forever.
Here is in Fort Lauderdale, maybe Miami somewhere, but I'm not seeing.
They got one for there by the arena. I mean, not by the arena, by the stadium.
Stadium,
yeah, by right across the street.
But yeah,
I don't go down there that often.
I remember when that first came, we went over there and I went once and never went back.
There's one of Sonic is,
they got a burger that's good, their little
when I first
like $7 on that.
When I first moved here, I rode by one. I was like, oh man, they got a Sonic around here. I went back 2 weeks later, out of business. Well, God,
they didn't even get to try it.
They just got the drink stuff, man. If you want to drink, that's the place to go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the drinks would be on point at Sonic.
They just started a buffalo chicken dip bites.
No, I'm okay.
Listen, man,
I don't really like the food at Sonic, but the drinks.
You eat some other shit.
I like the drinks. I don't really like the food at Sonic.
Yeah, I eat it, but it ain't.
Don't you ever get nervous, like when you see a dollar menu, like how cheap that stuff is they're making in order to sell it for like under $4? You get like two things for $4.
A dollar.
The burger that I got, the patties on that thing, bro, is hilarious. It's like a sheet of paper.
Do they even make it? Do they even have dollar menus anymore? I thought they do. It was all gone.
They got the $4 menu.
Remember, like
that's not even a value for $4.
Wendy's used to have the dollar, like the double stack, Joe.
The double stack now is like $2.29, $3.29.
Yeah, it used to be 99 cents on the value jump.
The McDouble's like $3.
Not only is it the double cheeseburger used to be a good size, and now it's like tiny.
Yeah.
Like they fold that foil like 7 times.
That's bad news, bro.
Yeah, no.
When the bun, everything
went up, man.
It's a problem. You know, shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. Ooh. What's your favorite fast food place?
Raising Cane.
Chick-fil-A.
No, not one you went to. Where you go to now?
Oh, I don't really.
Huh? Fast food. What do you mean?
You ain't going to Raising Cane's now.
I love Raising Cane.
But you can't have it. So what is the one?
What do you mean I can't have it? I have it all the time.
Where is it? In West Palm?
I know there's one in Homestead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's far. I ain't going to Homestead.
I have Raising Cane's all the time.
It's not. I mean, to drive that far for chicken tender is not that serious.
It's where you are in West Palm.
Yeah, I got one here. They got one in like.
I know up north has them.
What's that? Pompano or something like that? They got one.
They got one. I think around. I think they put one on A1A.
They got one in Miami on Miami Beach.
Oh, because I go there often.
Yeah. What
do you think? They got one in Miami Beach.
All right, so that's your top. That's your number one.
Just love Raising Cane's, boy. Big. Let me get the box combo with the sweet tea. Oh yeah.
Is it drive through or no?
Yeah.
I'm asking because what is this thing called? Fast casual, where it's fast food, but there's no drive through, so it's called fast casual.
What is this place?
Like Five Guys, it's not really a restaurant, but it's not fast food because you're not drive through, so they call it fast casual, where you sit down at a fast food place with no drive through.
Must be on a Truman Show.
Five Guys is not fast anything. You gotta wait for them to make a burger.
I'm just saying
that's grilled on demand. Yeah, that's a restaurant thing.
I'm gonna look up and see. I give you a better example, but yeah, a place like that, no drive.
No. Five Guys is a restaurant. Five Guys. I gotta wait for them to make the burger. They yell back, two patties. They start throwing stuff. They make it right there. There ain't no fast food. Ain't nothing fast about it. I had Five Guys like 2 weeks ago.
No,
took 20 minutes to get my burger.
All right, let me see if I can find something.
Don't say
there's
that
nothing
again.
Fast about it.
Yeah, this ain't Jimmy John's.
Fast food is Culver's. I go in there and tell them what I want. 5 minutes later, it's at my table.
Culver's. I'm trying to find. They have a drive through.
Anywhere that has cheese curds is
yeah.
All right. Banging.
Culver's cheese curds be Culver's cheese curds be hit
out
boy.
The drive through.
So, but how can you be like fast?
That's what I'm saying. Like it's a restaurant, but it's not like a Chili's. It's
like Jimmy John's.
Yeah, kind of like Jimmy John's.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's not fast food.
I mean, but they fast.
But they have
sub shop. Jimmy John's is freaky fast. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole fast casual thing. I don't know. It's either a restaurant or it's fast food to me. So I don't know what
Chipotle is listed as fast casual. Do they have drive throughs there?
No, nah, yes. You gotta call it in.
No. You call it in, so, but then you drive through the drive through and pick it up.
They got mobile app.
That's a pickup window.
Chipotle don't have none of that.
I wouldn't doubt that somebody would have one though.
Panera bread is fast casual.
How is that fast casual? They gotta cook it.
That's considered fast casual.
They make the panini right there.
Listen, man, I'm asking for examples of fast casual. That's what I'm getting.
Well, the soup is ready. They just pour it in the cup.
It's faster than putting in your order and waiting for it to come out. You're in line and they make that shit real quick and give it to you.
Yeah, I've never heard of fast casual.
That must be a new thing.
Examples right here, Chipotle. I would say
that must be a new thing.
Gotta be.
I heard it a while back.
Payway.
That's a Gen V thing or something.
Yeah.
That might be.
That's so like the what's the other joint like Chipotle? With the healthy one. Nah, you go in there.
Do you want a flats?
You get the
There's a healthy
food. It's good too.
Yeah,
Carrot Express.
Wingstop will be fast casual.
Man, I can't even think of the name right now.
Yeah, I think
they got like it's like good though. It got potatoes. Yeah, it's the same thing. You walk in the line, tell them what you want. They
think it did.
No, bro. No, bruh.
Welcome it's to like Moe's.
It's like for healthy food.
Blaze?
You ever been to a Shake Shack?
That's I've never pizza been to a healthy food.
You ever been to Shake Shack? I've never been, but Shake Shack.
I love Shake Shack.
That's a fast casual. That's number four on the fast casual list.
People like Shake Shack.
But if you put that in there, I mean, Shake Shack is like Five Guys.
Are you talking Chopped? Chop, I'm looking here. CHOPT is a national fast food chain that does veggie burritos and shit like that. Yeah.
That ain't what I'm thinking of.
Six on the fast casual list. Panera.
I'm trying to think what I'm thinking of, and it's not coming in. Bole. Bole.
Trying to think what you're thinking of.
Yeah, Bole. It's like Bole. That must be fast casual.
You keep saying it, but it don't make no sense.
What, Bole?
Yeah, how you spell it?
B-O-L-A-Y? You never had Bole?
Sounds Spanish, bro.
Man, Bole be hit.
Yeah, remember,
I don't have much
but it probably ain't made it to Tennessee yet. I think they from down here.
Dine-in, take-out, delivery.
If it's healthy, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they from down here, so they ain't made it to the Nougat yet.
Has Pollo Tropical gotten up there?
Yeah, that bitch closed down in like 2 months.
I think we talked about that before, right?
Damn.
Last I heard, Pollo Chopper got up to North Carolina, and that was as far as it got.
We didn't have one in Louisville.
No,
we had some other stuff in Louisville. There was not a Pollo Chopper.
Yeah. The problem was the Pollo here wasn't.
We had a Peruvian spot that was.
We had a Pollo Supremo.
Yeah,
the Pollo here wasn't even good. Like I feel like they didn't know how to make the food.
We had a Pollo Supremo.
It was different. I don't know.
We had some good chicken though at this little spot that used to do like rotisserie charcoal chicken. That thing. What's the name of that spot in Kentucky?
Peruvian something.
Yeah, it's a Peruvian, but they used to do the rotisserie, but over the charcoal.
They had the
that thing used to be hitting.
That sounds
when you walk
good.
In, they had the things turning for you.
Yeah, it used to be hitting. I forgot the name of it.
I know, like if we ever go back there, I know where to go, but I don't remember the name. I know exactly the exit, but I just don't remember the name.
We'll be back there in October.
Fast casual.
Oh, so then October
we'll be back there in October.
We'll pay him a little visit in October then.
Listen, BurgerFi, fast casual.
Yes, sir. What's the day of the game? October 19th. Hey, Dewey, come to meet us for the game, bro.
Yeah. You only 2 hours.
Miami, away. Louisville. We going up.
Mm-hmm. I just depends when is it?
October 19th, I think.
It's Saturday. It's the middle of softball season. You can't go.
Saturday.
I'm actually done in. I should be done in October.
October 19th, I think, is the game. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, but are we gonna win? Because I'm not going to fucking Louisville too.
Oh, sweet loaded, boy. They every time. Did you have you been watching reading up on spring practice?
No.
We loaded. Cam Ward is a magician.
Is he? I can't. I don't want to let my. I don't read nothing because I don't want to get excited.
Nah.
I can't take.
No they said more he is living. He is living up to games. The. He is living up to the hype right now.
Well, hopefully in spring he plays practice, the whole fucking season because.
Yeah,
I heard the same it cost about
us,
King.
It cost us like $2 million. So,
yeah. No so, matter to me, it ain't my money.
Week one at Florida, Kansas, Florida. Who you got?
No, roll them. Get we beat them every time we play them.
All right. Week two,
they don't even want to. They don't even want to play us every year no more,
man. See, that's one thing I remember back in the day. I gave some props to UF and the UF to FSU. And to UM, because they played each other every single year. UF would only play the cupcakes and never wanted to go against the big boys. They always wanted to play, like back then when USF was a nobody, they'd want to play them. They want to play Rice State and shit like that. So I always gave a little extra props to UM and FSU for going against each other every year, because that was going to make or break their season. But UF, they scared little bitches, not ever want to play anybody tough.
They don't want to play us every year. They play Florida State every year, and they said that's enough for them.
Yeah, they play us like every 4 years now, or 5 years, something like that.
Yeah, they don't want to play us every year.
Florida A&M and the U. Who do you got?
W.
Huff and Puffer will get some snaps that game.
Okay,
I forgot about that guy.
He will get some snaps.
Week three, Ball State.
Yeah, Puffin Gardner will get some snaps that game.
And that's a home game. That's a home game.
We actually got an easy schedule.
You better not lose to Ball State. That's or at least if you're gonna lose early so I can be done.
We don't lose
it. Don't fucking drag me to the end of the season. Kick me in the nuts again.
Week four at USF. Week four at USF.
USF is D2.
He's a little bit worried. You two are talking about D2 and rolling them.
No, roll. Puffin Gardner will get some snaps that game.
Week Puffin five Gardner. At home against Virginia Tech.
Roll.
Okay. All right.
Puffin Gardner will get snaps that game.
I always think we're supposed to be Virginia Tech, and then we get – it's always – yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Saturday, October 5th at Cal.
Roll.
Cal Berkeley, that's like the brain kids, right?
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, sir.
And Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
The brain there, you go, there you go.
There goes your brain analogy.
There goes whatever you were trying to say.
Cal Berkeley was like a smart guy school.
Yeah,
you play football, then we don't get
it. It's the kids that can't. It's the kids that can't get in the USC. Okay. They go to Cal.
That makes sense. So after that, your game, Louisville.
Roll. We're bringing home the Schnellenberger Trophy this year.
Okay. Following that, Florida State at the Hard Rock Stadium.
That's 50-50.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be battle of the transfer quarterbacks. It's Cam Ward versus DJ Ungulavungu Balaga.
As long as
he's on his like fourth team already,
250 fans at the stadium, we'll be good.
In 3 years,
yeah, he's been on like the three, four different teams already. He started at Clemson, then he went to. I guess this is his third team.
And he plays at every school too. So
Started at Clemson, then he played something.
Yeah, Oregon State. He was at Oregon State last year, and now he went to Florida State.
He was at another team.
DJ Ugolin Van Vlad. He was supposed to be the he was like one of the highest high school recruits in a long since like Trevor Lawrence.
Who did he play for? UM or FSU?
He plays for Florida State now. He was at Clemson.
What he said.
And then he went to Oregon State last year.
At home against Duke.
Roll.
I figured that.
Send them back to the lacrosse.
Those are the games that we start losing.
Uh-huh.
Not this year. We got November a leader 9. This year.
I can see it. My stream just Georgia started working, Tech. And Duke's up 14.
No, man, listen, we got a leader this year. This is something we've been lacking. Leadership.
Leader.
Did Georgia Tech still run the the option? No,
they don't.
The quintuple option?
They don't. This Georgia Tech game, when Cristobal brings in, we're gonna instead of kneeling, we're gonna run. Cam Ward is gonna be like, no, I'm taking the knee, buddy.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Wake Forest at home against Wake Forest.
You didn't. He's gonna be like, listen, you didn't pay me $2 million to come down here and lose. I'm taking the knee.
Wake, you taking Wake or what? You're gonna roll them too.
Roll.
And ending the season, Syracuse at Syracuse.
Woo. Now that one, that's gonna be a battle.
I couldn't. All right, so we got one question mark, FSU, a semi question mark, Syracuse, and then Rob was the only one with minor reservations on Virginia Tech. Oh no, excuse me, on USF. So right now he's looking like a.
I'm worried about Duke. Season.
He thought you said USC.
Oh, okay.
We don't play Boston College.
No BC on here.
No, you remember they did away with the divisions, so like you rotate who you play every year now, because they did away with the sides.
No Carolina.
Saw one side ACC.
Yeah, damn, I was wondering. Yeah. Oh, so we're gonna undefeated then? Fuck it.
Our schedule is easy, man. We loaded too. We might outscore some Huffing Puffing.
So we're gonna be the Florida State this year, where we're gonna be undefeated and get no respect because we didn't beat nobody.
No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that to Cam Ward.
So who is this?
Maybe if Cam Ward is hurt and Puffin Gardner is the quarterback, the they might be like, "Oh gosh, we don't want to see Puffin Gardner."
Not a quarterback.
Rosengardner.
Yeah, he's the backup.
I don't see his name on here. Quarterback, I see.
Yeah.
Emery Williams, Tyler Van Dyke, Ripley Luna, Jaden George.
You're looking at the wrong year.
2021 roster.
This is what is right in front of me.
You're looking at Tyler Van Dyke is a quarterback at Wisconsin now. I think.
I knew he transferred away, but this was the right schedule I just looked at. So I just clicked over to the roster, and this is the roster that it gave me.
Yeah, it's not updated. You got to look for like the spring roster.
I mean, I'm on MiamiHurricanes.com. I know how more accurate you need to be here. Come on, guys.
You know what? I don't think they have to list the spring roster. I don't think it's mandatory.
Well, at least we got the teams right, the games. Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm calling off games from last year. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't think they have to list that.
I never got into his college football.
I don't know why. College football is like the best.
Nah, man. I never understood why a good team would play against a crap team and score 65 to nothing. Didn't make sense to me growing up.
College sports is the best, man. As the kids care.
Yeah, he is the backup. His name is
getting to the NFL and getting paid. I've heard that my entire life,
too. That's this gen now.
He's number 16. His name is Reese.
They can get to the NFL to get paid. Now they can get NIL.
Reese Poffenbarger.
It's worse now with the NIL because now they don't even want to compete. You know what? I'm going to transfer next year. Bump it.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with this. I'm out. Matter of fact, I'm transferring next semester.
Reese Poffenbarger is our backup quarterback.
What? Mary Poffins Jr.
Reese Poffenbarger.
What? All right.
Yeah.
Reese Poffenbarger.
Yeah. He naming out desserts for the cook.
That's the backup.
This guy looks like he's a YouTuber. Like sound he's like out there doing scary videos for kids running.
Nah, that's White Vic.
It sounds like a White Vic there, but
White
Vic.
What? Yeah,
Reese Vic's like Vic's like the
no thing. Vic the like rub. Vic.
The vapor rub you talking?
No, go watch that boy highlights.
So who's starter then for Miami?
Cam Ward, the one you thought we paid like $2 million for him to come and not play.
Listen, I don't know what you paid. I don't even pay kids anymore.
What?
He's ready to go, son.
Any chance he gets beaten out by Hufflepuff or no? He's
going to stay with Slytherin. Not a chance.
I mean, what house?
When you look at his highlights, from? There's like two of him throwing. He's worse than JJ McCarthy.
What house?
Whoa,
did he
come
from?
Whoa,
is he?
Who, Puffin Barger?
Yeah, yeah, he throws the ball. He's the only person in college football that throws less than JJ McCarthy.
Hey, oh, that's why, hey, man,
you're gonna go out there and get yourself a
you're about
Viking
to put Puffin Barger at running back.
That's what you want.
Why you keep naming this Harry Potter character, man?
Who?
Puffin Barger. It's not even
that's
Berger.
His name. Puffin Barger. This man.
That's a tough one, man. Puffin.
That's his name, Reese Puffin Barger.
B A R G E R. So how do you say that? Barger? Burger?
He went to school with Harry Potter.
Puffin Barger.
He went to school with Harry Potter.
Puffin Barger. That's his name.
All right. So
I'm ready to see this freshman that's killing spring. Everybody talking about this freshman running back that's killing spring. His name's Hellcat.
Really?
Yep.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah. His name is Christopher Hellcat Wheatley.
You never know. That could definitely be his real name.
They said he's killing spring right now.
I need to verify.
Actually, it's Chris Wheatley Humphrey.
He got the
right. You know what? Just call him Hellcat.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll call him Hellcat. Chris Wheatley Humphreys. A little bit.
Yeah. CWH. But they say he's showing out in spring.
Red key.
He enrolled early.
And he's taking off.
Playing?
Huh?
Does he have a chance to play?
He's taking off.
Yeah. He's showing out right now.
Who else is there from last season? Who's your starting running back going into this season?
You got Chris Johnson Jr. is there from last year.
Chris Johnson Jr. Sammy Davis.
Then who else was there?
Vic Damone Jr.
There was one more that was supposed to be good that he didn't play that much last. I think he got redshirted last year too. Can't think of his name right now. And then we got AJ Allen. He played last year. He was like number 28, I think he was. Oh,
you got options.
The starting running back. He transferred. The one that was starting last year. No, he it's too much competition for him.
Kids are soft, man.
Oh, you got Mark Fletcher. He was the starter. He was starting by the end of the year. He was starting. Number four, the freshman from last year. But yeah, what was the running back name?
I don't know, bro. Dewey would be your guy on that. You guys are Hurricanes.
I can't even think right now, man. It ain't popping up. But he transferred.
I cannot help you, my friend.
He transferred. He said, no, I don't want to do this no more. It's too many running backs here, buddy. I'm a senior.
Yeah.
Did you see?
He was good. Luka, you would never worry about it.
Luka had 5 3-pointers in the first quarter.
That guy's something, man.
That's they won.
That's they won.
That they won.
They got
like three right now, man.
They who?
They got Luka. They got Joker. Now they got Wimby. Boy's coming, man. They taking over.
Oh, but Henry Parrish. He transferred. Oh, and Chaney transferred too. Donald Chaney.
Dick Chaney.
Donald Chaney Jr.
Yeah. So the two running backs transferred.
Yeah. Luka needs some help though, man. Like,
yeah,
Mavs.
No, man, got Kyrie Irving.
That's all I see is him and Kyrie. That's it.
All that is enough.
They're up about 15, 16 above 500.
Probably 12 games or something.
I was gonna put in a call to a friend I know because Luka plays here tomorrow night, but I had something come up, so I couldn't make that phone call. But I got to go see my great white hype in person, so I probably have to wait till next season.
Yeah, you do.
He's no hype. He's the real dilly.
He's incredible. I liked one or two videos of him on the RTG Instagram, just to kind of get him more of a sports thing. You think I was Luke's biggest fan? The amount of feed that comes through.
Yeah,
man, you would think he's a walking triple double, man.
A night.
Who you got on your team, though, Billy? Like, all those guys you keep, they're foreigners. They're not from here. Who's on your team?
He's on my team.
No, no, he's not from here. I'm talking about your team, the All-American,
the All-Americans.
I mean, I was talking All-American. Your squad would be on my team as opposed to Luka Doncic. You know?
No, no, you know what I'm saying. Do y'all have any?
I gotta go back. I gotta get John Stockton.
Oh, you got your boy from the, Heat. Tyler that's your Hero? Guy right now. Oh, Tyler. Yeah, that's your guy right now.
Pretty much the whole Heat roster. Tyler Hero.
Most of it.
Yeah, most of the Heat roster.
Jimmy almost choked him out the other day, man.
That's the leader of your squad right now.
He is your team captain.
Yeah, he's your leader.
He is your team captain.
Duncan.
Hero.
Tyler Hero versus Duncan Robinson. I mean, there's no more Anglo than Duncan Robinson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't get no more than that.
That's what Duncan Thunderhills.
I know you threw a party the other day when after Cooper DeJean's pro day. I know I know you were waving the pom poms in the house when you saw him go run a 4.45. He was like,
"Where's the corner?
We got one. We got one on our team."
I was celebrating. I already pre-ordered his jersey.
Yeah, you don't even know where he's playing yet.
I just needed the jersey to be white. That's all I needed.
A white jersey that says DeJean.
That's all I need, bro. I didn't need anything else.
Jets, man.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, dang. 4.45? Ooh, I know Billy going crazy right now. He got one on his. He got an actual DB.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't had one of them since Jason Sehorn.
He for real was the last one. Like he's the only one there.
He was the only one. He was the only one.
That's it.
I tell you though, he ran a 4.45, but it was kind of stiff.
Oh yeah, not much.
Yeah, he got stiff
hips.
He got stiff hips. That's why he didn't do no agility drills. That boy say no, straight line speed.
He'll be a first round pick and a gunner for his career.
They gonna instantly move that boy to safety. You want to do what out safety there? No,
safety is special
team. First day of practice, gonna be like, "Hey, you want to? No. You are way too out wide."
First touchdown, and he out of it.
Listen, you gotta cover people like Justin Jefferson out there. What we want you to do is come inside here, where the Braxton Berrioses reside.
There you go.
The Hunter Renfros of the world.
Yes, we want you in here with the Hunter Renfros. We don't want you out there.
No, he would need better hips for that.
Yeah, that is true. He just gonna have to go to
let him just run deep outside, cover three.
We want you to we want you to jump the route when they throw it to Dawson Knox. That's what we want you.
Yeah,
we just want you to play
the tight end and cover him.
We just want you to play high, single high. You get back there. Yeah. You don't.
Watch for that. You know,
you should have. Listen, we know you're a hard worker. You got great instincts.
Go back there and deflect the ball.
A blue collar guy.
You are a blue collar guy. You bring your lunch pail every game.
He's a real lunch pail guy.
Yeah, Cooper, that commentator annoys me, and that player annoys me.
They said you're going to lead the league. Yeah, you pass deflections. Okay, that's your goal. Pass deflections.
You are real blue collar. You do everything by the book. You're a very sound, knowledgeable guy.
Hard-nosed.
Hard worker. Sneaky athletic.
When you go into
the he's a real downhill kind of guy.
Yeah, your notepad, your goal should be pass deflections and tackle assists, okay? That's what you're going to do.
Sneaky no athletic.
Yeah, no. Look, we even helped you. We took out hip tackles, okay?
What are you doing?
Harbaugh said, thank you for that. Harbaugh said he was – that should not be in the game of football.
Who said that?
Harbaugh.
I saw Kenyon Drake was beefing about that. He was like, I got hurt on a hip drop tackle, so I'm glad it's out. Come on, bro. Go sit down somewhere.
Can you hear this?
Nope.
Can you hear it?
I don't even hear it, or I don't see it.
No, so I finally got it to share from Netflix, and Netflix will not allow me to record it.
Oh, it goes black. Like when you try to come. Hold on.
Yeah,
you got to go. Right. Go. Come on.
Once you go black, you end up in a wheelchair.
What?
Let me see if I can find it on YouTube.
Go. We're out there.
Your dog's been in there the whole time?
Yeah.
Not a dog no more, man.
He's anxious.
It's a shaved cat.
Oh, Lord. A cat? Why would you call him a cat?
Because he's not a dog anymore.
He's just, he looks, he actually looks like a little, he looks like a miniature greyhound right now.
I don't want to get the channel flag, so I'm not going to say what he really looks like, but he just doesn't look well, okay?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you ever notice you try to screenshot Netflix and it just gives you a black screen?
And a couple of them do that. Netflix.
It's because of your, what they call it, DRM. It's called DRM. That's why I don't.
What? My what?
DRM.
What's that?
That's what it's called. That's why I don't show. It just shows a black when you try to screenshot it.
Are you saying something is wrong with my...
when I tried to do reaction stuff before, I was trying to do the DB Cooper one, and I couldn't record anything, so I had to set up a camera on the screen and edit it back to the computer, to the program, because Netflix doesn't allow you to screenshot anything.
DB Cooper?
Yeah, they had a thing. It was about a year or so ago.
You like DB Cooper? You think he was? You think he's still alive?
Well, not now. No, now he's dead. He was what? Probably.
They didn't find his body. They didn't find his body.
Why did you?
Do you think he dead? How you know he dead?
Just age wise, bro.
Why probably still rocking. He in Panama somewhere.
Like 90 years old now, wouldn't he be?
Exactly, man. That ain't nothing.
He over there with Tupac.
Do you think he pulled it off?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, like he pulled it off.
You see the documentary?
Yeah.
It's pretty badass. Like the way they put it out there, what he did, how he did, who was talking. Imagine hijacking a plane by saying, hey, come here. Go tell the pilot to lower the back. I got something in my briefcase here. That's it. Okay, I'll go do it. Like, that's all he had to do. And she's like, yeah, I'll lower it and you can jump out the back. Like, that's all he had to say. This guy's smoking in the back. It's dangerous. But that shit was pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like a legend. You never you don't know. You don't know.
But listen, it's DB Cooper or Bigfoot, which is real.
It could be me. If I was him, I'd be sending random postcards to people.
Oh, yeah, man. If I'd be like, that kind of famous or infamous, I would be I would be everywhere and nowhere.
Yeah, it couldn't be me. I'd be making random flights to Brazil just to send postcards back to the United States, and I ain't even there. I just...
That would be awesome.
Stopped there for a day to send this postcard real quick.
Oh, like, this was in the Nickelodeon documentary?
You're the most famous hijacker of all time because nobody caught you. They found
how you get D.B. Cooper from Nickelodeon?
We're talking documentaries. That was in our group chat. We're going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, but he went from – we talking D.B. Cooper, and he said you got that from a Nickelodeon documentary? Do you not know who D.B. Cooper is?
I don't.
Have you not watched Without a Paddle?
Without a Paddle, man. I don't got to outrun you. If you got to
outrun the bear. We're searching for D.B. Cooper's treasure.
Without a Paddle.
Yeah.
They're searching for D.B. Cooper's treasure.
Never heard of that. I don't even know.
You never heard of D.B. Cooper? He's like one of the most famous, like, heist guys. You know what I'm saying?
This dude, the only one in history to never be caught.
Yeah.
He know Danny Ocean?
No, he didn't get caught.
He never. Every hijack movie comes from.
Hold on, what is that?
It's someone's garage.
That's my garage.
It's dude. Oh. That's why earlier it was the robot talking to his computer or something because he's looking at it like this. So now look, I see that face. I'm like, it's got to be dude's garage. Yeah. But right. So neither one of you. You guys didn't see the Nickelodeon documentary?
I saw it. I watched it.
I know you saw it.
That's I can't remember if I watched it or not.
I'm a documentaries guy, so you know what I'm saying.
You would remember it because I haven't
watched Nickelodeon in like decades. So
it is good. Not cool.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't support that.
I have. Yeah. I had a problem.
I'm glad you didn't support it.
The first episode bothered me. They're trying to tie in a guy who's mean to girls because he makes them give him a massage and says stupid jokes to him, versus dudes who were legit child abusing pedophiles. That drove me crazy. Amy and I would argue after every episode. I'm like, stop telling me this is a bad guy because he made some girl bend over and recite the alphabet or some shit. And then this guy is raping little kids. You can't tell me they're the same fucking person.
What does this got to do with Nickelodeon?
They're trying to paint a picture. I'm sorry. He made some tasteless jokes to chicks. This guy's raping little kids. You can't compare the two. It was driving me fucking crazy.
What that had to do with Nickelodeon?
When you look back on what he was, when you look back on what he was directed, you got to be looking at it now like,
oh yeah, bro. Like, Ariana Grande, like sucking on her toes with the potato, like
the potato,
give me the juice. It's like these kids are fucking 12 years old. What are you doing? The Jamie Lynn Spears, her ice pop or something got stuck, so they pan out and she just takes a shot to the face.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm like,
no, the buddy who had the nose costume and he shot the snot out all over the chick's face. I'm like, nobody said nothing.
This don't sound like something I need to watch.
No, nah. Hey, I was looking at like nobody said nothing, huh?
This is on
no parent was on the set. Like, hey, man, I don't know about the old snot to the face.
And that's what gets me too. Everybody now, 20 years later, has a problem with what happened back then. But they didn't say shit when they were casting them checks. All of a sudden, now it's like, oh, I felt wrong. Yeah,
when you were doing it,
did it feel wrong? When you got your $20,000 a week check, was it wrong? Fuck those people. That shit drives me crazy.
What's this on?
It's that Nickelodeon shit. But then they get to episode three.
What?
The Drake Bell episode.
I saw Drake and Josh. Drake and Josh.
What platform is this on?
What was it on? I think it's on Max.
Max.
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about how these childhood kids grew up.
They get ready to Me Too that boy, the director.
Yeah, he's gone. But the one dude, he gets arrested, convicted of child abuse. According to Drake, the worst things you can think of, he did. And like, 2 years later, he's working for Disney.
Yeah,
working for Disney.
Doing
Hollywood liberals, bro.
Like Charlie Sheen, he got tiger blood.
Nah, this dude is out here doing unspeakable shit.
I mean, you think about it, it's crazy. Like, how this dude got another job? Like, what?
With another kid company, bro, doing kid shows.
But I mean, they're all doing the same shit. Like all that team that, stuff,
and that's a problem.
All them team stars, all them went through some trauma. It's been from the '80s.
I don't know if anybody at least talked about it. Went through what Drake fucking Bell went through.
It ain't worse than the Corey boys.
Listen, bro. I don't know. I don't know what they did, but
I don't know.
Drake
but
Bell.
You ever heard of, you know, the Corey boys, right?
No. Nah.
Corey Ham and
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, them two.
He talked about it years ago. Nobody believed him. I saw a documentary with him. He's like, they're more worried about getting Michael Jackson. When I'm like, nah, the guy was in his bed, but he didn't do nothing crazy. But this guy did some crazy shit. Well, no. We don't care about him. What did Michael do? He's like, he didn't do anything. We just were in his bed talking about music. But that guy did this. I don't care about that.
Corey ended his life because he couldn't deal with that no more. Man.
Yeah, and Corey Feldman, he was blackballed from Hollywood for years and years and years because
he attacked Charlie Sheen. Said Charlie did it.
Look at Amanda Bynes. That chick is unrecognizable, bro.
Yeah. I felt sorry for her. Like, she was top of the world for a minute, boy.
And
then
her and Drake Bell. Those are the ones I felt bad for.
Yeah,
the word on the street is she got pregnant at 13 and had to have an abortion. And it might have been Dan Snyder's, but they didn't bring that up during the entire document.
Dan Snyder, the Washington.
Excuse me?
You didn't hear that?
That wasn't in the documentary.
I saw that on Twitter.
It was on. She had a fake Twitter account, and she would use that to put all of her information out about what was really going on. And one of the things was too. Her dad knew about some stuff, and her dad was like pimping her out to Snyder. Like he knew what was going on. All right, you want to do this though? She gets this show. She gets this spot. So like for a while at Nickelodeon, she was the number one thing they had.
I'm gonna just wait till the Penguin comes out.
Who knows how true that is? But bro, I felt bad for her. And again, Drake Bell, bro.
My kids still watch that Drake and Josh stuff. I didn't even. I had really never heard of him until they watched it because that was all. I mean, 2004, and I wasn't really watching TV at all.
I used to work when I worked at the daycares and shit back in the day. Like that was around that time it was on. So I heard the kids talk about it. We put TV on. So I'd watch a little bit from here and there. So I knew about it. But then like watching this, and I'm like, yo, like, I watched that kid. When I was a young adult, I watched that kid play around. Meanwhile, off stage, they're going fucking more than balls deep in them. And it's like, whoa, this is insane.
Whoa. No Diddy.
Bro,
no Diddy.
You write that time. How much time's on the clock? Right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Five,
54 minutes.
Which is a sport podcast.
Don't cut that incorrectly.
The dude that did that, he went to jail for like 2 years and was out in Disney directing kids like less than 3 years later.
Jail, California, singing.
And then, yeah, bro, then the people who are writing them letters, James Marsden, Alan Thicke.
Yeah, those was the crazy ones there. They writing the letter and yeah, like telling him he shouldn't go to jail and he ain't this type of guy and yeah, all that. Right, like, that was crazy.
The one that say if he wasn't being tempted by Drake, he wouldn't have crossed the line. I'm like, this is a 13-year-old kid. You think he's tempting a 40-year-old man?
Kids got and then they're all
like,
man.
Oh. When the charges came out, we were like, we didn't know that's what this was about. You're in the courtroom for child abuse. What do you think the guy's going to get charged with?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. The whole documentary was crazy. The whole documentary, yeah. I was like, oh man, gosh, thank God I don't watch
those two episodes with Drake. That was sick. Like that was like, bro, like dude is back working with kids after raping this guy.
I left Nickelodeon when the Rugrats got canceled.
But yeah, some of the things though, like the what they were doing, the innuendo is like, damn, as an adult, that shit is crazy. Like having like a girl suck her toes, shooting stuff on her face, the doing this with the fucking the potato. Then the guy walking around handing pickles to people, like open your mouth, there comes a pickle, and shoving pickle in people's mouths.
Yeah.
They did one with a glory hole. They're like, yo, put the pickle in this hole here, and someone to bite it on the other side. So they're going back and forth with the pickle. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Did you see the one? I don't know what show it was, but P. Diddy was in it.
Oh no, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, he was on. Oh, yeah. P. Diddy was on one of the God, what was the name of the show?
They were trying to wake their. They were trying to wake their friend up, like three little like young boys, and Diddy. They poured something on his face, and he wouldn't wake up, and it was like a milky substance.
Yo.
And then they went to Diddy, and Diddy said, "Just take that toy helicopter and put it down his pants." And they put daddy. The toy down, lifted up like one of the little boys lifted up the boy's
good
pants,
job,
bro.
Daddy. I'm proud of you, daddy.
That's what they do. It shit is crazy. Like when you think you're untouchable, you do shit like that. And these dudes thought they were untouchable.
You can't touch like,
it. Well, I mean, clearly, like, clearly that Dan dude is untouchable because yeah. That dude there, that dude is untouchable.
He ran through everybody, and they finally were like, "Yo, we got to part ways with him."
No, he was bringing so much money to them. He was like the dude behind all their shows. You know what I'm saying? Like the all that and the list and the like he was behind like all the hits.
Josh, Amanda show, that one with Victorious. Like he found,
Victorious with Amanda Grande and all them people.
Yeah,
like
found Ariana Grande. Like she's not out there singing if he's not finding her.
Yeah, that dude was untouchable, man.
And then like the show, they would do like an after show, a web series, and she was doing. That's what she was doing. The toes, the stuff on her face, like that was off the wall. That wasn't even on like regular TV. That was like internet stuff she was doing.
That was OnlyFans before OnlyFans.
Pretty much, like that was wild.
Pretty much, yeah. Got this little girl with her toes in her mouth.
Nickelodeon that night.
Certain jokes, innuendo was cool, but for like 10-year-old kids to be taking shots to the face like that, and be like, "Oh, it's just lotion."
They did have a Nick at night.
No, it's not just lotion.
That was Nick at midnight.
No, that was Nick at 3 o'clock, right after school.
Oh,
that was wild, bro.
Fresh off the
bus. I'm telling you, hey, watch that documentary, man. It's like.
I watched it already.
I passed.
And what bothers me is the people who do it and get their bitching now, but they collected them checks for all those years.
The penguin. That don't even look good.
The what?
The penguin. That don't even look good. He wasn't good in the Batman movie.
The Danny DeVito?
No, man. Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. That's the penguin. I didn't like that Batman at all.
Which one was that? The Batman?
Yeah, the last one. With the werewolf boy.
I'll just watch Knuckles.
Was he a werewolf or?
He was a vampire.
He's a vampire, right? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I didn't like that Batman.
I want the Zack Snyder Batman, and I like that cast. That cast was cool.
When does this Fallout come out?
This week.
You know, I looked up Fallout Prime, and I'm like, "What is Fallout Prime?" I never know what it's talking about. It's where you get 15 minutes to realize that it's Fallout.
You're an idiot.
Fallout Prime. I'm like, why would he put a period after that too? Why would he punctuate this name?
I made an emphasis to put that period behind Fallout and then Prime. He asked two questions, so I gave him two separate answers. Fallout period. Prime period.
I understood the assignment. That boy went.
I'm looking it up. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm Fallout Prime.
I answered two questions.
Like, you thought it was a transformer?
I'm like, there's a period there. That's just Fallout. So then I looked it up. It hasn't come out yet. But you said this week, right?
Yeah. Come out this week. It's Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, new show.
This Friday.
What's it about?
Fallout. It's a apocalyptic genre.
I'm in.
Yeah. You never played the game? You never played the game Fallout?
No, I never played Halo, but Master Chief's my guy. So it's not,
It's based on the game, but
all right.
You say Master Chief.
That's my guy, bro. I never played Halo, but that's one of my favorite TV shows is Halo.
That boy said Master Chief. What does he got to do with Fallout?
You're talking video games, bro. I don't play video games, but I watch the TV shows if they're good.
No, but yeah. I mean, I watch anything Nolan, so it is what it is.
You going to watch Knuckles?
Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan, Jonathan Nolan, the wife, Lisa Joy. I don't care. I watch anything they put out.
Nolan's and Sheridan is running things right now. Okay?
Anything them Nolan boys put out, I'm going to watch.
You watch Taylor Sheridan on Joe Rogan a couple weeks ago, months ago?
No, I don't need to watch that. I just watch his shows. I don't need to watch him.
Oh, gosh.
I
love them Nolan boys. Shit, I watched Memento like 2 weeks ago.
That's a good one. I haven't seen it in years, but that was a good one.
Such a good
Memento
movie.
Memento was good.
Yeah, such a good movie.
I like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Similar, but not the same. No, Memento is such a good movie. So good.
Memento's are pretty good.
Does that hold up?
Memento?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still good. Still good.
I think it's mainly comedies that, unless you got like a super twist ending, like the Bruce Willis one, certain comedies don't hold up, but decent movies, I mean, you can be 30 years later. If they're good, they're good.
What are you talking about? There's a lot of comedies that hold up.
There are, but not like a standard movie. Yeah, longer than
there's comedies that if it's on right now, I'm going to watch it.
Like,
you know, are you going to go watch, what's the shit, like Revenge of the Nerds?
Part two, I will.
Part
I'm
two.
Not talking, I'm the not first talking one about is Step good. Brothers. Step Brothers is universally classic. It'll last forever.
Revenge of the Nerds is good.
I like part two. Part two.
But the funny.
I mean, I haven't watched it in forever.
Nowadays,
but
though,
if I haven't watched it in forever. Right now, I'm watching it.
Spaceballs is classic, though. You guys these are classic funny.
But Trading Places comes on. I watch it right now.
Watching it.
That's okay.
What?
That's okay.
It's all right. It's good. I'm probably not going to watch it.
I bet you a dollar.
What about Animal House? You ever see that?
Animal House was okay.
That's with Jack Nicholson, right?
Nah, Animal House is like John Belushi.
I think it's overrated.
Maybe that's what it is. But we saw it as older people. The young kids back then thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see. I can see what
you know what I mean?
Can see what you said. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
I'm like that with I'm like that with Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you said it like there's not like 10 comedies that won't hit.
Yeah, but I'm saying like me, I like when I saw Dazed and Confused, it took me to another time to where like that's the time I wanted to grow up in, and I was like,
I got you.
I just missed that time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like whereas Whereas the kids today, they probably looked at Dazed and Confused. They don't know what's going on. Like, they have no clue.
They're actually confused.
They have no clue.
They like said, like Animal House is the one I always show how great it is. But like I watched it even as a young adult. Like it was all right, but I didn't see what the big deal was. But yeah, 20 years from now, some kids are gonna watch Anchorman and be like, it's okay. You know, Step Brothers was all right. Like, no, they're classic.
Nah, hell no. We were just talking about Step Brothers yesterday.
But
Step Brothers, Taylor Digger Nights.
Those are great. I can't believe
I love Dazed and Confused. I could watch that right now.
Night at the Roxbury.
You know what's good about high school chicks?
Girl got some hits.
They stay the same.
They stay the same, and I keep getting older.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey is pretty good.
Matthew McConaughey was awesome in Dazed and Confused.
There's some hits out there, man. Life.
Life is good. Life is a good one.
The first
Life
Friday.
Is good, but I wouldn't go put that on.
No, but it's interesting to watch. It's a good movie. That's the thing. Like, a good story, I may not watch every time.
The other guys that come on right now.
That's funny, but I wouldn't go put that on. I'm talking about, like comedies that I would, like, go put on.
Others is one you go and you make time to watch.
Daisy confuses it.
Well, see, with me, like, I don't think I would go and put on
any Dumb and Dumber show. I could put Dumb and Dumber on right now.
I love Dumb and Dumber. Dumber is my favorite movie, dude.
I wouldn't put that on either, though. Like,
I would put that on right now and watch it. But
no, Dumb and Dumber, like the second one was good, Dumb and Dumberer, but the first one they were so stupid.
The first one was just way above.
So dumb. The shit they did was like you never seen it before.
Hands are falling off.
There's nothing that beats the first one.
It's so good, bro. Like, the story's perfect because they're just two dudes that know nothing about anything. The second one, we already know they're dumb, so the jokes have got to be a little more edgy. That one, the first one, it's just regular shit that they're getting themselves caught up in.
Yeah, Bird.
That's the
start of, what's it called? I got worms.
I got worms. My pet store, I got worms. You got what? I got worms. My buddy just started a pet shop. You got these extra gloves here. You have this extra pair of gloves this whole time.
Dumb and Dumber. I can watch that. I can watch that right now.
Dumb and Dumber's classic. Man.
Yeah, I can watch. It's some Jones that's classic. I can watch right now. Bachelor Party. I was gonna watch Bachelor Party the other night, and something happened, and I didn't put it on.
That's an old school one that you think you'll still put on now.
I love Bachelor Party. I can put it on right now and watch it.
Tom Hanks?
Oh my gosh. I love Bachelor Party. Put it on right now.
What about Risky Business with your boy Tommy Cruise?
TC, don't miss.
I know that's your guy, but is that one you can put on? Or if it's on, you're going to watch it.
I watch Risky Business right now. TC, don't miss, man.
All right.
I like Money. What is it? Moneyball? Money? I like that one too.
I like Moneyball.
With Brad Pitt and them?
No, with Tom Cruise, TC, and Gene Hackman.
That was Moneyball? That was a Moneyball.
You know when they the pool shark?
Nah, what's the name of them? Is it Moneyball, though? Because it's Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not Moneyball.
I think Moneyball's a baseball.
It's Money Shot. Yeah Moneyball.
Bean counters and all that.
It's not Money Shot.
Money Talks.
Huh? Money Talk. My mind be going off sometimes.
I'm watching Money Talks.
It don't work like it used to.
Not Caddyshack. Back to School. If that's on, I'm watching Back to School, bro.
Back to School.
Anything Rodney Dangerfield, sign me up.
The Color of Money.
Boy?
The Color of Money.
I watch National Lampoon.
Yeah, it's called The Color of Money.
Color of Money, okay.
Yeah.
You were close, though. That's what counts.
You
yeah, I was close.
Half the battle. It was English, and that's where you got to start.
Yeah. It wasn't even Gene Hackman. It was Paul Newman.
Wow.
I mean, they're kind of similar.
Yeah. I mean, they're your kind.
They all do look the same.
They all look the same. I can't put these guys out of a lineup.
Liar, Liar.
Is good.
Liar, Liar is up there.
Oh, my gosh. I love Liar, Liar.
Everybody thought Jim Carrey's career was over when he did Ace Ventura. They're like, no one's going to see this. It's going to be the dumbest shit ever. This guy's career's over. Nobody's going to want to talk. He's done. And then number one of the box office, $120 million.
Ace Ventura was funny as hell.
It was. Listen, everybody thought it was
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey went on a run, boy.
He sure the first ever. Like
he went on a run.
I think he slowed down with. Well, I didn't like The Mask. I didn't care for it, but I think
The Mask was awesome.
The Mask.
Cameron Diaz.
The first one he had that didn't hit $100 million was a Cable Guy.
That sucked. You don't like Cable Guy?
The problem with Cable Guy was that shit was real. People were.
You don't like Cable Guy?
Was gonna come in their fucking house and like, hey, you want to be best friends? There was There was no two guys that were that dumb. No guy with a rubber mask. But there could be a weirdo cable guy showing up to your house. And my opinion, that scared people. They're like, I'm not going to watch this shit. But Cable Guy?
I love Cable Guy. You sleep, boy.
I'll juice you up.
You sleep.
Which is awkward.
Cable Guy was hilarious. It wasn't as strong as
I love
it. It wasn't as strong as like a liar or like something like, but that movie was, Cable Guy was awesome. But he went on a run, a crazy run. Ace Ventura, The Mask,
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Like he went on a crazy run. It was a stupid.
I saw something with Jeff Daniels. They were telling him he was like,
stay out of my personal affairs.
Like, don't do this. Don't do this movie. You're a serious actor. Jim Carrey's going to outshine you. You're going to ruin your career also if you do this Dumb and Dumber thing. Like, you're a serious guy. You don't do Dumb and Dumber. You don't work with Jim Carrey. Well, find something else. Because my agents kept shooting it down. I'm like, I'm tired of doing the same old boring shit. I'm going to go do it. And Harry Dunn is one of the best characters ever.
Harry.
What did he do? What's the one they sold the bird? They take this head back on.
Pretty bird.
He didn't have a head. Relax, Harry. I take care of it. Oh, that shit is the best, bro.
Yeah. Even Pet Detective, the second one, when he went to Africa.
The Great White Cat has the Great White Guano.
Guano. Yeah,
being birthed out of that fucking rhino.
Yeah,
come on, that's classic funny, man.
Yeah, part one was that.
Part one.
So was guys,
great. Like it was it.
Are we mock drafting it next episode?
No, man. The week.
I'm so excited.
The draft is the 25th, right?
The 25th. Yeah.
So we're gonna mock it for
the week before that. The week before that. So the draft, but the draft starts Tuesday, The draft starts on a Thursday.
So if we record that Tuesday, I'll have it out Wednesday morning and push it all over the place for Thursday night. And we're only doing the first round, right?
Yeah, I was down to do all seven, but I mean, if you guys want to do the first round.
I've got other
things. I might give you a top 10.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, said all seven.
I mean,
you can't give a top 10. Everybody know the top 10 right now.
I can assure you, I don't know the top 10.
I can assure
everyone knows it. Well, you got hate in your heart. You're gonna have JJ McCarthy going like number in the second round. You're gonna be totally wrong.
UDFA.
UDFA.
I think what we do is we take Felix's list and we compare his to whatever first round Mel Kiper and whoever else put it out, and we'll see if we can beat the experts.
There we go.
Here's what they're thinking. We're thinking through Felix and what's going to happen. We'll see who's got what. It'll be first round only.
Yeah.
And then when we show them up, I'll be sure to broadcast that all over the internet.
Yeah. There you go.
Football knowledge. You come to respect the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Felix,
I was down to go all seven rounds.
I believe you were.
That's what she said.
I was going to have like all kinds of FAU players going to get.
Jesus.
I was like that. Oh, yeah. It's a sleeper at San Diego State.
What about dude Jake Bates from the UFL? The guy's kicking 64 yarders, 62 yards like it's nothing. Where's he going to go? Is it being drafted or is it going to be a free agent?
Aldis.
Who?
He'll be in the NFL next year.
Spring season done. He's getting he's going to an NFL camp.
I mean, the best kicker this season was the dude from Dallas. He didn't miss any, did he? Or he had like one block. He was a UFL guy. Yeah, Arbery, whatever his name was.
Yeah, they got him from the UFL.
Yeah, he didn't miss a single kick till I think one was blocked at the end of the season.
I got a sleeper for you, though. I don't know if he's going to get drafted, but you just wait till you see him in the league.
I'm ready, bro.
Yeah, Kimani Vidal, running back from Troy.
What?
Kimani Vidal?
There's no more people at Troy, man. That's it.
Yeah. He's there. He's there. He's like he's like a tank. I was watching. I was breaking down some film on him the other day. He's a tank. He's like 5'7" and a half, 215. He ran a 4.45 at the combine. He's a tank. Think MJ. Yeah, he's a tank. He's gonna make somebody's team, man. He's a tank. He's like a mini Josh Jacobs, actually, when you watch him on tape.
He's gonna be at Chipotle draft.
No.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up.
He'll at least be in the UFL next year.
I got a combination of this or that and crazy news story.
Oh yeah,
it's an older story. I came across my Instagram the other day.
Dewey, did you partake in the eclipse?
No, I mean I was working. It got a little dark. That's about all I got.
Because it came through your path, right?
Well, it was like 95 or 97% covered.
Damn. Oh, okay.
But we had in 2017, Nashville got 100%. So
in 2017, in Louisville, we got it. And yeah, it was like probably one of the coolest things I've seen.
Was there 2017?
Yeah. August 2017. I remember. I got video
after my birthday, the year that I moved to Tennessee.
It was pretty awesome. We were in the yard watching it because it happened at like 3 o'clock, something like that. We were all back at the yard watching it. It was pretty dope.
It was daytime. I was at a park.
I was there. People.
I'm pretty sure you worked there.
You ever put them glasses on?
No, as a matter of fact, no, you wasn't there. You was at the other yard. Oh no, you was with
in 2017.
You was at my yard. Yeah,
you got to wear them to see it. You probably was there,
but you don't remember.
I've never put them on before.
I was gonna say we went.
So I picked up Liam from school. I was driving down the road. I'm like, oh, the eclipse is on. So I put the glasses on while I was driving. If you've never put them on before, they're
I got video. Black. I went back and looked at the video.
They were 3D glasses. I thought I was going to see blue and red.
No,
I remember putting them on and seeing nothing. So I hit the brakes. I'm like, I can't see. So he goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I couldn't see shit. It was jet black.
Yeah, it darkens. It darkens. All it does is darkens your eyes. Well, because
I was driving down the street when I put them on because I never wore them before. I thought they were 3D glasses. So I put them on. It blacked out my eyes. I was like, oh, shit.
Right. You're okay. It's like looking up at the sun on a regular sunny day.
That's why I think it's funny when they flip out about it. It's like, bro, you can always stare at the sun.
It's like you looking at the sun on a regular sunny day.
It was cloudy the other day, so I was able to see it.
Yeah, it was real cloudy, but when I put the glasses on, I could see the moon and the sun right through the clouds.
Yeah.
But without the glasses on with the clouds, I couldn't see shit.
Yeah, I looked at it. Yeah, and I couldn't see it. It just looks like the sun. But when the clouds were going through, I could see the difference. But like I said, I saw in 2017, that was all I needed.
I'm
going
to paraphrase this.
Whoa, tornado.
I'm going to paraphrase this. This is from 2019, from something that happened in 2015. This gentleman, Benjamin Schreiber, was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. In 2015, he had a medical issue and technically died for 5 minutes. The doctors brought him back. He came back to life. Since then, he's been suing the state to release him because he fulfilled the sentence of his death sentence. He died. His life sentence. He died. They brought him back. And they're like, the fact that you are suing us, the fact that you are doing this appeal shows that you didn't serve your life sentence. You're alive still. You're not dead. No, he was out for 5 minutes.
Hey,
you guys brought me back.
I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I'm with him 100%.
Yeah, I'm with him too.
Bro, I did it. I died.
He came back alive. He's
on the time to let me out.
There's nothing.
You said one life sentence. I gave you that. I
gave you one life.
the inmate took to the Iowa Court of Appeals, which was stated to be his claim was unpersuasive. The panel of judges didn't attempt to reckon with the spiritual or medical condition of definition of death as a philosophical question. We do not believe the legislature intended for this provision. So nowhere did they have it written down that you could die, be brought back to life. So he's like, well, I'm sorry you never thought of it, but I died
and happened.
I came back. Yeah. I fulfilled my life sentence. This was updated a couple
of
three, and he's still fighting it apparently. But
what's his name again?
He's gonna fight it till he dies again.
Benjamin Shriver. I'm with you, buddy. I'm hoping it works out for you.
The appeal says that we're not gonna release him until the examiner determines he's dead for good. So that's how they get to find out he's dead. Dang. Make sure he's dead for good. Like find a way to make sure he doesn't come back.
That's so wrong. He gotta die again.
Felix, he killed somebody, bro.
He may not make it.
He's not a victim. He killed somebody.
I understand he killed somebody, but he died also.
And he exactly. He's a life for a life.
You know? So did he fulfill his life sentence by dying and being brought back?
He had a DNR.
Don't he had a DNR, and they brought him back anyway. So he is like, bro.
So he asked you,
let me die. You brought me back to life. I would have fulfilled my life sentence had you guys left me alone. Instead, you bring me back.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
He probably got a new social security number.
And he did kill someone. Some guy's girlfriend paid him to be a hitman to take some dude out. So yes, he is the victim. But
I understand, but he got paid
to do a job.
He died and came back to life. So did he fulfill his life sentence?
Mental gymnastics for a murderer.
Did he fulfill his life sentence?
I'm with him. I mean, he fulfilled his he gave his life and he just happened to get one back. And
exactly.
You know? It's not his fault that it never happened before.
Exactly. He went to jail because he got paid to do a job, you know. Granted, the job wasn't a good job.
All right, so
but he served his sentence. He died.
I tell you.
Who's to say that's the same guy right now? His spirit probably
never. He knows that he was in jail, so he's
no, he woke up and was there.
Being used against
him. Yeah, exactly. The guy that woke up is probably a whole different person. He's like a
whole different guy. He didn't even know he murdered someone.
Exactly. So he's like,
he was like, yo, why am I locked up?
I'm in lock up.
Why am I here? Did someone do this in my past life?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in a new body.
About an hour ago.
Yeah, they could have brought him back. He'd be like, I have no recollection of that. I'm a new person now.
Yeah.
I'm in a new body.
Like, no, I didn't do anything.
That angle from the jump.
Yeah. He was like, he should have woke up like,
how did I get here?
Yeah.
How did I get here? Why am I here?
What is this?
What? So I would never kill anyone.
He died of sepsis. He had kidney stones so big he was urinating internally.
It wasn't no technical. He died.
And that's how he died. He had sepsis because he couldn't pee. He had stones so big. So
there you go.
He was peeing inside of his body. And that caused him to have a medical event to which he was out for 5 minutes and they brought him back.
Hey, there's no time on passing, man. When you zero out, you zero out.
Yeah.
And they brought him back.
Poor guy. What's his name again?
Benjamin Shriver. I'm trying to see if he's still alive or not.
I hope he's alive and fighting.
Yeah.
Get what's deserved. Get what you're owed.
I mean, at least let him go on parole, you know.
I mean, Meech getting out next year. At least he let him out.
Yeah.
Have you seen BMF? All the stuff that he's done? Mm-hmm. He's getting out next year.
And he wasn't getting paid to do it. He was.
Mm-mm.
Hey, listen, man. We just saw 2 Chainz at WrestleMania, so he's safe. No more. You didn't spoil anything. You're good.
I appreciate that. I'm so behind. I haven't watched none of my shows from this last week.
I gotta watch Shogun.
Oh, Shogun came out today.
I think I'm climbing on Tuesday. My chair to find something new. I'm waiting for Fallout Prime to start. Then I'm good.
I'll tell you what. I was last week's Shogun. I don't know. Oh, gosh.
Good, not good?
It was so good, but it was just good. Just betrayal. The betrayal.
Yeah. He got to go.
The betrayal disheartens me.
He got to go.
With my brother.
So we got to get Fallout. We'll watch. When that comes out, we'll try to get a couple episodes in before next week's recording.
But I'm down to watch that. I really got nothing to do this weekend, so I might get a couple out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Well, listen,
man. I get in my Quest headset, man, and I watch. I've never watched shows better.
Yeah.
It's the best way to watch a show.
That's good.
Mm. Okay.
Best way. I was in the theater this weekend. Somebody was playing Doom 2. In the theater, it was so awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Man.
Wrap us up, bro.
The Quest headset is the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure it's the real deal.
Make sure you don't zero out, okay?
Zero out.
Check it out.
What? Give me the spawn, what? Yeah. Hey, Meta, shoot your boys something over here. We got them. We got it.
Episode no,
we
five.
Should y'all should get headsets. Then we can go in the movie theater and watch stuff together.
That'll be tough.
I do need to money. Get it for my birthday.
Okay. Buy three of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. Episode 50. Episode 50. Mike Singletary. You know what the drill. You know the drill. Holla at your boys. YouTube, IG, TikTok. Why is before you get banned, Twitter. Get at your boys, man. You know what I'm saying? BlackPlanetMeHente.com. You know we at every website you at. Leave a comment, subscribe, like, share. You know what I'm saying? Get at your boys. We out.
Shriver, man. We pulling for you.
Come on.